are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is once again that time of the week. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese music and Korean music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what it is that it is that's going on right now. Why am I here so early? Well, the fact is that John Q, host of Cue It Up, is away this week. So today it is a very special 1.5 hour episode of Asian Wave 101. This week you get to spend a little longer with me checking out some Asian music. John will be back next week. Cue It Up will return next week at its regularly scheduled time. But until then, I'm going to start us off this week. The song that I wanted to play last week but was unable to, it is by a Chinese singer who goes by the name of A Lan. A few fun facts about her. She was born and raised in Tibet and is of Tibetan descent. Her name is actually her surname, A Lan, and it's a self-created and derived from the Sinified, which kind of is kind of like saying a Chinesified way of saying of the Tibetan names of her parents, Atu and Lantai. She has been playing the erhu, a traditional Chinese string instrument, since she was a child, oddly enough, as punishment for supposed tomboy behavior. She debuted in 2005 with a cover album singing songs from established C-pop singers, and which that really helped her get her foot in the door. And in 2006, she was selected out of around 40,000 hopefuls by Avex Tracks, Japan's largest record label, when they held auditions in China. She was in Beijing at the time, becoming the first ever artist the label signed from China. She debuted in 2007 in Japan, and from that year to 2011, she released singles and albums in Japan under Avex and also contributed to the official soundtracks of video games and anime series. In 2011, she put her career on hold in Japan and returned to sing in China, signing with Lehua Entertainment, and released a new single, Wo Hui Lai Le, which is literally, I'm back. She released her first album in China in 2012, titled Love Song, and she worked with famous producers like Anson Hu for that album. In 2003, she joined the Chinese version of The X Factor, and when she was asked by judges why she wanted to do that, she stated that she wanted a fresh start and to essentially move away from the image of being a singer known only for making theme songs. The song I have from her today is off her 2014 Mandarin Chinese album, Mulan. It's the title song, Mulan. The title is a combination of the Lan character in her name and Mu, which is in Mulan, which means kind of like suddenly. One could say that it's a bit of a play on words. Otherwise, the true meaning of the song is completely open to interpretation. Overall, the song seems to be dealing with the subject of temptation, kind of like the seven sins. You feel and see its beauty and kind of like its allure, but you can't figure out or you disregard its consequences. Note the lyrics here. You only hear the melodious sound of the nightingale's sweet song. Don't notice Mulan's silent but loud voice. Again, it's open for interpretation. The music video shows the seven sins portrayed in Alan kind of being like an angel and the devil kind of playing both sides of this. And the song is in a contemporary R&B style. Her roots in J-pop are showing up a bit. Hip-hop and R&B are both big in Japan, as well as reggae music. And there's still that distinct Chinese musical twang, which you'll know once you hear it. And you can actually hear some of her traditional singing techniques, the way her voice is sustained over the high notes and changes pitches quickly but smoothly just a little bit. It's kind of like a little bit like the traditional Tibetan method of singing. You'll know it once you hear it. So that's coming up next, A Lan with Mulan.
Keep on.
That was A Lan with Mo Lan, Suddenly. Released in 2014, the album Mo Lan was her fourth Mandarin release. She actually made a return to Japan after 3 years away in late 2014. Anime fans, you may actually have heard some of her songs, namely her song Diamond, which was used as the closing theme for Inuyasha, the final act. Go ahead and check out more of A Lan. Next up, a song from an indie singer-songwriter from Korea, Amoeba Culture's Zion T with his new single, Gone Mogoyo. And I'm not sure if I said that correctly or not, but we can just call it Eat. For years, Zion T worked as a producer, first getting started in the industry, making numerous collaborations with other artists. And in 2011, he was able to release his first single, Click Me, which featured rapper Doki. Not until 2013, it was when his first official album, Red Light, was released. The album won the award for Best R&B and Soul Album at the 11th Korean Music Awards in 2014. He's worked with many notable hip-hop artists, mostly his label mates from Amoeba Culture, Dynamic Duo, Crush. He's also worked with K-pop artists such as Infinite H, Big Bang's G-Dragon, and contributed not just his vocals, but also through helping with the writing of lyrics and the producing of the songs themselves. He is one of the most critically acclaimed artists of the decade, and the song from Zion T today is a rather melancholy song. It deals with the times you just can't help but miss your significant other. He says that he hopes the song he makes for her, which is this one, will help her, telling her to eat it, will help her kind of ease the pain a little bit. Eat this song like a morning apple. Even when you're tired, make sure you eat breakfast and lunch, then you'll sleep better at night. Interesting thing is that in Chinese and in Korean culture, not too sure about Japanese culture, but asking a person if they ate lunch isn't necessarily asking them if they want to eat together. It's more like a gesture of warmth, asking if they've been well, if they've been taking care of themselves, eating properly, that sort of thing. And through this, Zion T is making the song kind of a gesture of his warmth to a special someone. It's to really represent his sincerity in a way. So it's in his usual R&B style with a bit of pop influence. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Yeah, 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 이 노래를 초콜릿처럼 꺼내 먹어요. 피곤해도 아침 점심 밥 좀 챙겨 먹어요. 그러면 이따 내가 칭찬해 줄게요. 보고 싶어 많이 좋아해요. 더 많이 하나 주고 싶어요. 사랑 사랑 비슷한 걸 해요. 어쩌면 정말 사랑해요. 배고플 땐 이 노래를 아침 사과처럼 꺼내 먹어요. 피곤해도 아침 점심 밥 좀 챙겨 먹어요. 그러면 이따 밤에 잠도 잘 올 거예요. Yeah. 힘들어요. 아름다워서. Yeah.
Zion T with Eat. All of Zion T's music is very heartfelt, very touching. In a way, he kind of does what Khalil Fong does, utilizing more classic R&B sounds. Go and show Zion T, the Amiibo Culture crew, and Korean indie music some love. That was actually very short for a song, but all the same, very good, very touching, and just very warming to the heart. Next up, a girl group from Korea that's been caught up in controversy since 2014. Stellar has released a new track in Korea, this time essentially going back to what it was that brought them into the spotlight early last year. In 2014, Stellar created waves in Korea for having one of the most suggestive music videos for their song Marionette. It sparked a lot of heated discussion online, not all of it productive, in fact, most of it not very productive, on whether it was exploitation, them allowing themselves to be exploited, taken advantage of, and objectified, essentially. Though most of the outrage was over them supposedly being too quote-unquote slutty. Topics such as that are extremely relevant and important, but that is a big discussion to have, so we'll save that for another time. But that didn't stop Marionette from being a good song. The new song they released is called Vibrato. And don't take it too seriously. I know what you're thinking because I said this one is going back to what it was, to their controversy from before, but it's not quite like that. Disregarding the title, the lyrics are sort of a veiled addressing of their previous controversy. Here are the lyrics. They come at me strongly like crystal. They think it's easy not knowing anything. They bother me, but I have a lot of heat these days. it gives the impression that they were forced into the concept of marionette, but the truth is, we as listeners don't know what really goes on between the artists and their labels. There's always the distinct possibility that it was mutually agreed upon. And the music video itself, very innuendo heavy, but there are parts where the members wear the clothing from their marionette days. They're shown to be in a glass box with numerous cameras pointed at them, referencing, of course, the scrutiny that they faced last year. Overall, the song is pretty solid, instrumental, rather uncommon in Korean pop music. It's rather funky. It's got a rather funky sort of sound. It stands out even amongst the countless girl group comebacks of the summer. But who, I will ask this question now, who was the one who decided that adding that rap break into the song was a good idea? That is my major complaint with this particular track, and I just don't understand it at all. There's no reason for it whatsoever. If they're a good enough singer, let them sing. Randomly inserted rap breaks, my biggest gripe since I started listening to Korean music, but we'll leave it at that. Stellar Vibrato coming up next.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney K., Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101. For those of you tuning in just now, this week is a special 1.5 hour show. John from Cue It Up is away this week, but he will be back soon, and Cue It Up will return at its regularly scheduled time next week. Right before the break was Korean girl group Stellar with Vibrato, bringing something a little more funky to the scene. Summer is almost over, and with it, the girl group war of the summer will conclude in South Korea. Stellar came through with a solid release addressing their own controversies, even look forward to what they bring next. Next up, a Taiwanese-American singer who goes by the name of Vinesse Wu. Those familiar with the Asian entertainment scene most probably remember him from the television drama Meteor Garden. He played a member of F4 on that show, and after the conclusion of the drama, the four people who made up F4 continued to sing and perform together as a group. Vinesse is the one who really put his focus on his singing career. In addition to acting, he has released several albums, and the song from Vinesse today is called Different Man, off his 2013 album of the very same name. It's all about him having the desire to change for the one that he loves, wanting to become better, to become someone who understands the other person better, the hurts and the joys, everything that comes with just committing yourself to another person. It's very 2010s pop, fair amount of EDM influence with very prominent dubstep sounds, and no matter how much I may like this particular song, I will never actually like dubstep. So this one is kind of somewhere in this weird in-between gray zone for me in terms of songs that I actually like. Fun fact, Vinesse is now actually a judge on Asia's Got Talent, exactly what it sounds like, but it's not restricted to one country. It's the entire continent that can participate on that particular show. So that's coming up next. Vinesse Wu, Different Man.
I'm a different man. Everything that you said and done, it's always on my mind. It's always on my mind. 这在武装过度的防备，又把付出又被谁伤害？在茫茫的人海，只有你解放我，又让我感谢这一份爱真实的存在。I'm a different man. 我学会了变成一个爱你的 different man， 我学会了变成一个爱你的 different man。
Vanessa Wu with Different Man. Very interesting song. I actually have to say, this is one of my favorite workout songs. Something about listening to that chorus. I'm a different man. Different man while hitting the bench press. Not sure how to explain it. Maybe it's kind of the thought of making the change, having the desire to be healthier. Just try it out. Listen to that song next time that you work out, and you'll find yourself lifting more weights than you actually thought you could. Moving on, though, I have another epic collaboration between the two industries covered on the show. Everyone and their grandmothers know who Jackie Chan is at this point. But how many of you actually know what it is that he does, because we know him as the world-famous action movie star, martial artist, all of that, but how many of you knew you can add singer to all the things that he does as well? It's not a widely known fact that he is a singer, but when he was at the China Drama Academy as a student, he didn't just learn acting and how to fight. He was even taught dance and singing. He's an operatically trained vocalist. He's contributed to the soundtracks of his movies on numerous occasions. This song is from 2005. This week's oldest song, and it's the theme song to his movie The Myth. It's a duet with his co-star, Korean actress Kim Hee-sun, one of the most famous actresses in Korea. The song is called Endless Love, which is reflective of the plot of the movie. Jackie plays a Qin Dynasty general and his reincarnation, a modern-day archaeologist, and Kim Hee-sun plays a Korean princess who falls in love with the general, and they both fall in love. But avoiding plot spoilers, just know that the song is about a love so great that it can even last to different lifetimes, transcend all of that time in between to carry forward and just last forever, essentially. Very touching, very heartwarming. The song itself is very, very catchy. Something about that melody. It's sung in two languages. Jackie sings in Mandarin, Kim Hee-sun sings in Korean, and towards the end, they actually sing together in Mandarin Chinese. So that's coming up next. Jackie Chan with Kim Hee-sun, Endless Love.
Yeah. 满盛开的花，穿越时空卷不低头，永不放弃的梦。是心中唯一不变美丽的神话。
Jackie Chan with Kim Hee-sun, The Myth, another epic collaboration between the two industries. I'm trying to imagine how many people, after hearing that, now have their jaws hanging open in awe of the singing voice of Jackie Chan. Again, he's contributed to many other soundtracks. Go and watch The Myth. Just do it. Coming up next, I have one of our Canadian artists for the week, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe. And the song is called Miss Melody off their 2013 mixtape From Fist Fights to Pinstripes. It's something perfect for the last stretch of summer. It's chill, it's mellow, and flows amazingly well. It features a singer who goes by Renz. And like a lot of their releases, it's all about the ladies. You won't need me to break down any of the lyrics on this one. So let's check it out now. Gentleman's Vibe, Miss Melody.
I need you to take my hand, girl. I'll lead you to a better place. I'ma show you a new world, just to put that smile on your face. I need you to trust me. I ain't saying it's gonna be easy. I need you to just be. And we can rise. Yo, like a melody.
What's up, Miss Melody? Body from the major leagues, heart of a winner though. Cooler than a summer breeze, hotter than a summer's day. In tune with Earth, so she down to. No, although I found you, so we should escape. Cause we're young, right? Living by the gun, right? Tickets to the gun show, soaking up the sunlight. Shotgun through San Diego, all we need tonight. Private performance, baby, I don't need a mic. Cause I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Said I got 99 problems and this chick ain't one. And they saying you were still. Guess I'm the one that stole it, that makes me a crook. This one's for the books, like, wait a second, damn, looking like you own it. I know you got the frame, so I'ma capture every moment that we have all alone. Took a chance like when in Rome. Homies ask what base we on, but what we got is hitting home.
I need you to take my hand, girl. I'll lead you to a better place. I'ma show you a new world, just to put that smile on your face. I need you to trust me. I ain't saying it's gonna be easy. I need you to just be. And we can rock like a melody. We can rock like a melody. We can rock like a melody. We can rock like a melody.
Giving me those looks again, like you're trying to keep me guessing. Guess it's back to the apartment. Ain't a car as gorgeous, you already hooked me in. Faded wash jeans, cause you got a daddy. Try to get me started with those bright eyes. You and I, fuck the lifelines. Simple love, kick, push and coast like a hot tide. All eyes on you, got them locked again. Stories have an end, but they don't know that we got layers like a high rise. Put on by your gentleman, provided you ain't stressing. Cop them designers, you can dress it. Funny all these fellas all whipped. Necktie, learn your lesson, but those thighs got me taking my off in a second with a second, damn, looking like you own it. I know you got the frame, so I'ma capture every moment that we have all alone. Take a chance like when in Rome. Homies ask what base we on, but what we got is hitting home. What we got is hitting home, girl, so.
I need you to take my hand, girl. I'll lead you to a better place. I'ma show you a new world, just to put that smile on your face. I need you to trust me. I ain't saying it's gonna be easy. I need you to just be. And we can rock like a melody. We can rock like a melody.
대신 너희 원해 알아서들 선대 절대 욕내면 내 게 없는 연습벌레 난 때깔 다르지 I gotta keep it 원하네 저 여잔 화색이 돌아 벌레
죄다 희생 오라비 존 티나는 꼬라지 니들 감탄은 사이 허시고 풍년이 왔지 난 보호하게 야려 마초처럼 앉아봐해 이 무대는 내 구역이야 구경이나 더해
쟤네 진짜 멋이 뭔지 몰라 저기 형편 없는 몸짓 좀 봐 스테이지에서 능력게 노는 게 다 Break it up, let it go
오늘부로 품 행세보 품 행세보 Everybody say it yeah. 멀쩡한 날이었지 와다리가 다리나 사가지 바가지가 달라리 달라리야 오늘부로 품 행세보 와다리가 다리나 사가지 바가지가 갈라리 갈라리야
손 들어 마세요 젊어서 노세요 알겠으면 세요 에요 에요
어렸을 땐 나쁜지만 해보니 대충 그런 간지
It's time for some action
Hey brother 잘 봐도 진짜 깔로 다 엎어 사고 파토 왜 사는 우리 타일러 따라해봤자 싸그리 아리 원더 스튜디 스튜피 땀이 진작에 좋은 척고 게임은 끝이 났지
쟤는 진짜 멋이 뭔지 몰라 저기 형편없는 몸짓 좀 봐 스테이지에서 능력게 노는 게 다 Break it up, let it go
오늘부로 품 행세보 품 행세보
Everybody say it yeah.
멀쩡한 날이었지 와다리가 다리나 사가지 바가지가 갈라리 갈라리야 바가지가 갈라리 갈라리야
Come on in 환영해 사랑 촬영하는 사람아 No 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 This moment 행복해 손을 위로 Don't be acting like a loser
Don't be acting like a 둥벙 지금은 굴뚝 Let's not for loser
Lower down we love ya 품 행세보
멀쩡한 날이었지 와다리가 다리나 사가지 바가지가 갈라리 갈라리야
오늘부로 품 행세보
와다리가 다리나 사가지 바가지가 갈라리 갈라리야
That was Boney, Korean R&B singer Boney with Push, and right after that was the new subunit of Korean hip-hop boy band Block B Bass Stars and their song Contact Zero or Pum Hang Chero, which essentially the entire song is based on the idea that they're calling out a lot of these new artists, saying that they're unoriginal, that they all look so free, and that they all look so predictable, essentially, and that for them, that they're calling them zero, essentially telling them that it's zero for conduct because they're not doing anything groundbreaking. Also, this song, Zero for Conduct, was actually wrapped up in a lot of controversy when it was first released earlier this year, because when they initially put out the teaser video for this particular song, it showed some women wearing traditional Japanese kimonos and then stripping down and kind of revealing the lingerie underneath it. And a lot of people, listeners from Japan in particular, took issue with this and posted various online comments saying that, how would you feel if a Japanese idol made a song and then showed a bunch of Korean women wearing hanbok, which is the Korean equivalent to the kimono, and then stripping down to their lingerie. And it sparks a huge debate, which is fair, because kind of portraying different cultures in that way is something that isn't all that great. It's not acceptable at all. And a lot of people have been talking about whether or not it's really just because of the historic tension between the two countries, Korea and Japan, mostly during the first half of the 20th century, of course. But that is a big, big discussion, once again, something that we will save for another time, and maybe we can bring some other people in to talk about stuff like that. But for now, we are going to move into the next segment, the weekly segment where we cover some of the latest news and headlines from the Asian entertainment world. It is Asian Entertainment News. And first up, the biggest story still in China, of course, being that Donnie Yen has been confirmed, along with Chinese actor Jiang Wen, to join the cast for Star Wars anthology Rogue One, which is the first standalone film of the Star Wars series, and the principal photography for this particular film has already commenced in London. Yen, who is of the Ip Man fame, and Jiang Wen, who is a veteran actor, very respected, especially most notably for the films Let the Bullets Fly and Devils on the Doorstep, have joined the stellar all-star cast, which includes Forest Whitaker, Mads Mikkelsen, and Felicity Jones. And Gareth Edwards is slated to direct this particular film. And it's already been reported that Donnie Yen would actually enjoy the highest remuneration of the entire cast, and will earn a share of the box office revenue, which suggests that he may be in the leading role rather than just a cameo. The movie is slated to release in December of 2016, so just over a year left for the waiting time. And it's going to tell the story, Rogue One is going to tell the story of resistance fighters who united to steal plans for the dreaded Death Star. And more so than this, though, it does give an opportunity for Donnie Yen to kind of expand his fan base outside of just Asia and Hong Kong. And of course, as mentioned last week when we had Alex and Scott on this show, we talked about how this would give amazing franchise opportunities because he will be in this sort of position. And it has been rumored that he will be playing a Jedi Knight, and Jiang Wen will be playing the part of a resistance fighter. More so than that, though, Donnie Yen was recently with his wife Cecilia in Singapore for Singapore's National Day 50th birthday, and also the 10th anniversary of luxury watch brand Hublot, and their pop-up store in Singapore for their brand's signature Big Bang model. And he was also there for a gala with his wife, and he spent a few minutes talking with the press. And of course, the first question that came from the reporters addressed his widely reported casting in the Star Wars saga, namely for, of course, Rogue One. And he stated, "At the moment, I can't say too much about it because the project is still very secretive," he said, adding, "I'll leave it to the company to make an official statement, but as of right now, no comment." However, he also did talk a little bit about the time he fractured boxing legend Mike Tyson's finger with his elbow while filming for Ip Man 3. He stated that it was a complete accident and that they still became very good friends on stage. So, of course, this is very exciting news for fans of Hong Kong cinema and especially Hong Kong action films, because Donnie Yen is the top of the top of current action stars in Hong Kong right now, very highly respected and, of course, extremely well paid. And the fact that he is getting this opportunity, of course, once again, it'll help him expand his fan base and get his name out there. However, he also is already extremely highly, highly respected for also spreading the interest in the style of Wing Chun, which he popularized through his portrayal of the first Ip Man movie in 2008. And Wing Chun, of course, is the martial arts form developed by this man, Ip Man, who was also known as the teacher of legendary martial artist Bruce Lee. Moving on, though, a story from Korea that is actually extremely, extremely, extremely funny in some ways, because the Fair Trade Commission is said to be investigating SM and YG Entertainment for unfair idol product prices. It has been confirmed on August 16th, South Korea time, that the Fair Trade Commission has begun investigating into the product prices set by entertainment agencies SM Entertainment and YG, after complaints filed by the Seoul YMCA. Last month, the Seoul YMCA released a report on the multiple entertainment agencies' idol merchandise prices and filed a request for the Fair Trade Commission to investigate further into the agencies supposedly abusing and marking up and deliberately marking up their prices. The Fair Trade Commission has then chosen the two agencies with the most merchandise, SM Entertainment and YG Entertainment. Seoul YMCA is claiming that these agencies have been manipulating their prices and arguing that these agencies are taking advantage of their artist roster's fan base in order to sell these overpriced items. Though there is difficulty regulating the merchandise price done by the entertainment agencies due to the small and limited nature of the industry that they're in. And the Fair Trade Commission has also begun gathering data regarding the idol merchandise industry, and they have refused to comment further on this so far. This is particularly funny because it's an extremely well-known fact within South Korea that the fans of these idol groups, of these artists, are extremely loving and getting to the point essentially of being almost fanatical, that they will go out of their way to actually make these idols happy, to do something to maybe get there, to get even a smile or an approval or some sort of gesture of approval from these artists. I mean, you can, I do believe there are several former idols or artists from Korea who have actually spoken about how there were times when they have mentioned certain things on radio program or on television that they maybe liked even a particular snack, and then they started receiving just boxes and boxes of these snacks from their fans, and that they even know people who have received gifts as big as cars. So it is fair to say that it is possible that these entertainment industries are exploiting the fans to the degree, but not the fans specifically, but definitely their dedication and love for these idols and these artists. But that is a very large debate to have, of course. I say that it is rather funny, and it is also a little bit weird in a way to be targeting specifically these entertainment industries, because once again, it is them who decide what the prices are worth, and it is still up to the, it's still the fans' decisions to decide whether or not they want to buy it. If they decide that something really is worth, say, $50 just for a t-shirt, if the fans decide that they want to buy it, then ultimately it is still their choice, and there's really no way to regulate the behavior of people. So let's just leave it at that for now. And the last story that I have is regarding Unpretty Rap Star. So that is a reality show on Korean network Mnet, which I've talked about on numerous occasions, because a season 2 has officially been announced and a teaser for the show has already been released, and the season will start broadcasting on September the 11th, 2015. There were many speculations going around about who would be competing on this new season, and so far the people who have been confirmed are Yubin from the Wonder Girls, Hyorin from Sistar, Yeji from Fiestar, Girmi, Casper from a group called Play the Siren, and An Soo-min, who recently appeared on Show Me the Money 4. And also, it has been confirmed that Kitty B will be joining the show, that San-E from Brand New Music, Korean rapper San-E, will be rejoining once again as a host of the show, and that it is rumored Kemi of Acor and Jace from Unpretty Rap Star Season 1 will be returning, amongst several other rumored people who will be joining the cast. So far, everything is still up in the air about what's going to be going on, but it does seem like this show, despite being a reality competition show and having really no legitimacy in terms of being a musical program, it has already lost what it was intended to do from the very first place. Because when the first season was broadcasting, what appealed to me about it and what appealed to many other people was the fact that they were bringing in numerous underground and indie rappers to participate on the show, and there was only one person who was an idol, and that was Jimin from AOA. But now, as you can see, half the cast of the second season is an idol and already very famous. So the discovery aspect and giving shine to these artists who desperately need it is already gone. And it just seems that they're willing to bring in, that they're really just trying to bring in the ratings and the money and really just try to get some sort of financial benefit out of this, which, of course, that's what all television networks do. But it is still, it's still losing its charm and what it was meant to do in the very first place. However, it is still early to tell. Maybe this will be the program that helps some of these idols break out of their shells and really display what sort of raw rapping talent that they actually have. However, it does seem a little bit strange, because what a lot of people actually have a gripe with regarding stuff like this is that it seems to commodify hip-hop. Because hip-hop as a genre, of course, originated in the Bronx, in the African-American communities, who decided to come together and using what little that they have to create a genre and a method of self-expression, really to give themselves a voice when nobody else was willing to give them one. And then the fact that they're doing stuff like this, you have Show Me the Money 4, which is more or less just become more and more of a train wreck in recent days, especially if you just watch everything that's been going on. More and more idols are competing on the show, which they have a right to do, but at the same time, it really is losing that discovery aspect, which everyone loved from the very beginning. Once again, it is still early on to tell, and once September rolls around and the show starts broadcasting, I will update you on the situation. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere, guys. Stay tuned.
CITR and Timber Concerts present Circuit des Yeux with guests Marisa Anderson and Aura Kogan, live at the Cobalt on Thursday, August 20th.
Once the rain has washed away every footprint.
Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. For more information, visit timberconcerts.com.
Once the wind has blown through.
Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Simurgh lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and coming up next, I have Jem, Get Everybody Movin', Hong Kong singer-songwriter and pop diva. And it's her new single called Xin De Xin Tiao, which translates literally to new heartbeat, or we can just simply call it heartbeat. And this particular single is easily the most pop song that she has ever actually done in her career. And of course, a lot of people don't really like it as a result of that because it's straying away from her usual sound. However, the reason I selected this today is because you can still hear her powerful vocals on display, vocal acrobatics, and just her steady singing and expressive voice still on full display. And with this one, it's actually a very positively charged song because what she really is trying to get across with this particular song is that she's speaking to just all the people, saying that maybe you have seen a lot of tragedy, maybe you have been hurt, maybe there have been times where you just look back and you're just not happy about everything that's been going on. But it's important that you let go of all of that, that you forget the past, that you look forward to tomorrow, and essentially open up your wings and fly towards that better tomorrow, that you can remake yourself into someone better. But the important thing is that you just look forward to the better days, forget about the ones that hurt you in the past, and just keep going, keep your head up no matter what it is. Just always strive to be better and to just, of course, be happy. So that's coming up next, Jem with Heartbeat on Asian Wave 101. That was Gem with 新的心跳, Heartbeats, just a very positively charged song for everyone out there. Just remember that no matter how bad things may get, you can always go to bed and just look forward to tomorrow, because today is just that. It's just going to be today. Whatever happens today is going to happen today, and then you can always move forward to that. Look forward to tomorrow. Look forward to the better days. And of course, always make sure that you're doing you and you're doing what makes you happy. Coming up next, I have another song from one of our Canadian artists of the week, and it's by Ontario-based R&B group Lucas Teague. Now, of course, Lucas Teague they got their name from the idea that since traditionally a male vocal harmony needs to be performed by five talented vocalists and they were unable to actually find a fifth singer, they decided to name the group Lucas Teague as sort of a representation of that. So the song I have from them today is called Let You Go. And they entered the song in a songwriting competition, and it's unknown right now what exactly was the result of that, but it is a very good song, and you can hear kind of all of their harmonies and just their blending vocals together. And I chose this particular song because R&B groups such as Lucas Teague are indeed a dying breed. They are less and less common every single day, but I really want to show some love to that particular art form, the vocal harmonies, kind of just four equally talented vocalists or however many talented vocalists just coming together and just singing this amazing song. So that is called Let You Go, and it's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Of course, gotta mention, Lucas Teague is a multicultural group, and that's what we're all about here in Canada. Gotta show some love to that, even if it is an Asian music show. So Lucas Teague, Let You Go.
Time you still got my heart, but
That was Canadian R&B group Lucas Teague with their song Let You Go. Just something very touching and very, very good. Again, once again, vocal harmonies is something that is extremely rare and becoming rarer to as time goes on. It just seems to be R&B groups such as Lucas Teague just seem to be a dying breed. But what is really cool is that they've actually been signed to a record label in Japan. They're doing some big things over there right now. And funnily enough, a lot of people seem to think that they use auto-tune for their songs just because of the way that the song ends up sounding. But in reality, it's really just because of the way that they harmonize. No autotune on that one. So moving on, though, I have a song from the Chinese music industry sung by a Taiwanese artist known as Eric Chow, and he's right now the rising star of the Mandarin music world right now, just due to his sheer talent as a composer, as a lyricist, and also as a singer. I've mentioned before that his voice is not too high and it's not terribly low. It's somewhere in between both of those pitches. It's not that high and it's not that low, and it's just got such a really soothing quality and really very expressive. He's just an amazing all-around singer, and he released his album, long-awaited album, in December of 2014. And the title song for that album is called 学着爱, which when you translate it literally, it means learn to love, but the official title is My Way to Love. And what he really wants to express in this song is that in any incident where you are in a time where you can really say that you love another person, you really need to understand that you need to be prepared for everything, that you need to expect, that you need to look forward to the good, but always be ready for the bad, that you can't just go and impulsively look for a relationship, that you can't just jump into it, that you have to learn that it's a commitment, and that you have to understand you can't go in there with your pride. You have to understand that if it doesn't work out, then you need to understand that it never was meant to work out, and that you need to look forward to the future together, but always be prepared for any moment that you may be alone again. So this one, once again, composed and written by himself. It's a soothing ballad, just something for the wintertime, but we're going to play it right now because we got to get ready. And right now, there's something about his voice, again, that is extremely soothing. So let's just give that a listen right now. Eric Chow with My Way to Love.
瞬间却被推翻，真的不明白为什么会失败，渴望未来也准备好
Eric Chow with 学着爱 My Way to Love. Very, very good ballad. It's a little bit cookie cutter in terms of just Chinese music or Mandarin music in general, but that doesn't take away from his sheer talent, his singing, his composing, and of course, the fact that he wrote this himself makes you think that despite being so young, maybe he does have a lot of experiences with this sort of thing. And of course, definitely go and check him out. He is the young star in Taiwan right now that you definitely want to keep an eye on. Moving on, though, it is time for our last song of the week. And this week, I brought in, once again, the renowned Korean hip-hop producer from Amoeba Culture, Primary. And as, of course, stated before, Primary himself only really makes the instrumentals. He doesn't actually perform the song. He doesn't rap and he doesn't sing on his songs, but he always brings in other performers in order to perform this song. And this particular song is called Don't Be Shy, and it's performed by girl group AOA's Choa and underground rapper Iron, who is most notable, of course, for his appearance on Show Me the Money Season 3. And this particular song is extremely, extremely unheard of in Korean music, mostly because it's actually fairly rare to find reggae music in South Korea. And this one is completely in a reggae style. And the idea behind this song is that more or less they're talking about kind of the kind of like that first meeting, finding that one person that you kind of just want to make a connection with, but you're not really sure what to say. Choa sings on this song. It's kind of like tempting them a little bit to just come a little closer. Like, don't be shy. Like, don't think too much. Like, just come over here, that sort of thing. So I'm going to play you out with that. And as usual, if you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate to send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have a request of any kind for the music that you want to hear on the show, don't hesitate to send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is your weekly arts report. Jake is coming in here, and he's going to update you on some of the latest happenings in the local arts scene. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for tuning in. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver, on our UBC campus, in our on-campus studio on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you all once again. I will see you all next week with some more music and some more news. But for now, Primary featuring AOA's Choa and Iron with Don't Be Shy. Take care, everyone. Peace.
Give me all that. 몰라 혼자만 그런 건 아닌 듯해 내 눈을 보며 너 상상만 하고 있어 baby 마음 편히 날 바라보고 너 맞은편에서 누워 새벽을 헤엄쳐 Don't be shy 따라와 너무 고민하지 마 소망스리지 마 우리의 내일은 더는 없어 Don't be shy 다가와 너무 고민하지 마 오늘은 잡아줘 우리의 내일은 더는 없어 쓰러지는 날 너무 있단 말까 달아올라 날 들었던 나다 내 맘 보일까 즐기가 겁나 넌 모르는 척 안 하죠 너의 번호 story 넌 벌써 온가 생각이래 sorry but 내 맘도 같아 다가와줘 boy 여기 기다려줄래 몰라 모르는 척 찾을게 내 눈을 보며 넌 상상만 하고 있어 baby 맘 편히 날 바라보고 넌 맞은편에서 누워 새벽을 헤엄쳐
내도 잘 알아 먹는 여자 나는 그런 여자가 좋더라 하얀 도화지 발이 구인에 물감을 짜지 밤이 지나기까지 빚을래 너라는 자기 상상은 여기까지 Let us get up for this party 가볼론 대남녀같이 다 여기 찍어봐
Don't be shy 따라와 너무